Listeners, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
Welcome to Jailbreak. I'm Alan. Bang on those walls. Tell the brothers and sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3. My name's Alan and I'm sharing my story with you tonight. My first time behind bars felt extremely frightening. I was a young kid that, I was involved with a fighting sport and really thought I could handle myself in any situation until I got in there. It was terrifying. It really was. Because of my heroin addiction at the time, you know, I was able to manipulate, find my place fairly quickly. So I became the predator that had been preying on me. I consider myself purely an addict, not a criminal. Prison time's affected me. It really has changed my fabric. I mean, it's changed the whole fabric of me. To become predatory, getting what I needed, and that was drugs at that time. In prison, you meet a lot of the boys from the bush. The blackfellas number one of the highest groups in there. They are very dear to me and very close to me. You know, I have a lot of blackfellow mates. My partner's children are Aboriginal. My partner's Aboriginal. It was only 2 years ago. I got out of prison again and everything was doom and gloom. And I felt, Christ, where am I going from here? My first weeks out of custody, I picked up straight away and spent a month using daily. My partner kicked me out. I was sitting in the sitting room of my place, and I live in the inner city of Sydney. Yeah, this is a Department of Public Housing premises. I've been here for 13 months and basically had a couple of bags of belongings. I was living on the floor because of prison, basically. I had to just get rid of things all the time. There's a veranda looking out onto the street. There's some plants hanging and chairs out there, and well, I have a blackmore in an aquarium. It's a 80-litre aquarium. Dave helped me with all those things again, Dave being the counsellor. I'm truly grateful for it. You're listening to Jailbreak Radio, and my name's Alan, and I'm telling you my story. This is 2SER, and I believe this goes out Sundays at 9:30. I'd like to acknowledge the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our country throughout Australia, and recognises their continuing connection with the land, waters and community. I also pay my respects to the Gadigal people, whom I'm currently residing on their territory. I'd like to respect their culture and to elders both past and present. I consider myself purely an addict, not a criminal. I just was stuck in the behaviour of an addict. I remember walking into services and then walking back out, and my counsellor would tell me to go back. There was always some obstacle. There'd be a sign on the window between 2 and 3. And really, I think that's part of the mentality of an addict still in the grips of addiction. I'm really grateful to my counsellor, and he knows that. He was prompting me, but that was it. No, there was no push. I was looking for a push. I was looking for someone to push me, but it wasn't happening. I could have just carried on the way I was, but it wasn't getting me anywhere, and I was very well aware of it. And it was just an empty life, and it was an empty world, and it's a cold, dark place that I don't want to return to. I kept going back to the same place. Anything that's just given to you for free, or especially as an addict, you'll step on it and squash it. And well, that was me. I remember turning out there and thinking, I said to my counsellor, Dave, I said, hey, this is worse than prison. I got one little fucking room, one bathroom to share with a million people, and then by the time I did get a place, I didn't really care if I moved or not. All those fears come into place. The unknowing, not knowing. Whilst you're a current addicted person, there is no not knowing. You already know what's going to happen. You know the path. Your sight's set on. And that was why I had so much trouble with them. I couldn't fit my scoring into that period of time or my wheeling and dealing or whatever it was. And I still see it in myself today. When I do see it, I pull it up real fast. First year that I had working with Dave, it must have been tough for him. I feel that because I've become part of a community. And in that 12 months, I've seen my life change a hell of a lot. At work, I have respect. I have people that care about me. And that's something that I haven't had in my life for a long time. Because I was an abuser, myself and everyone else. I did a program in the merit program. The judge can't order the merit program, but you can ask for it. You have to be clean for that period of time. I think it was 6 weeks of it. I ended up being there for a few months. And they take notes of what you're saying. They pick out all your weak points, your strong points, and bring them back to you each week. Similar to what the parole service do. With merit, they give you the opportunity to cheat yourself if you want to. And they tell you, well, don't use for 3 days before you come to see me because you will get tested. Lose Yourself by Eminem. Lose yourself in the moment. You want it. You only get one chance, basically. And you never want to let it go, you know. That's a catchy tune, and he's a very entertaining entertainer and very talented. There's a lot of sense in these lyrics. It's just one of my favourites. Lose Yourself. It just... the stuff that he talks about, spewing your mum's spaghetti, and that just went with my life as an addict. I remember going home before my parents were aware I was using. I'd be pumping a stomach full of food knowing I needed it, but as soon as I got and have that shot, I'd be losing it, all right? and there was just parts of the lyrics that just rang home to me. I'm Alan. Bang on those walls. Tell the brothers and sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3. Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's at these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. This hole that is taping, this world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father, he goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. That it up, that on. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music.
motherfucking roof off like two dogs cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the daughter caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Yourself by Eminem. Tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 Jailbreak Radio, and my name's Alan and I'm telling you my story. You only get one go at this life, you know, it's what you make of it. Yes, prison's interfered with everything for me. Even in prison I was always a get by, and can't remember many times in my life that I've been in deep despair. But I have in the last couple of years, the getting clean period, very tough. My counsellor Dave, he helped me through that terrifically. Without pushing all the buttons that counsellors in previous times have. Picking you up on everything you do. You can stop taking the drug, but it's hard to break the habits of addiction. And in the end, I give up thinking, what's the fucking use, you know, I mean... Excuse my language, sorry. What is the use? That's the feeling that always overwhelms me in the end. You can stop taking the drug, but it's hard to break the habits of addiction. It's inherent in you. That is, becomes part of you, and just to distance yourself from that is such a big thing. I mean, it pulled me back so many times. I actually felt guilt that I was lying to the guy. Whilst I was intoxicated, I was just like a glove. It's like putting a glove on, you know, and you can't feel all the contour of things, and there's no sensation. It's just the same all the time. And in the end, you're just chasing something that's just not ever going to come again. But this time I managed to get through it. Yeah, but that's all it took, really, was making the decision and keeping it. And it's taken me 40 years of hell. Absolute hell. Yeah, another obstacle I had when I got out of prison was dealing with something that I was worried about for a long time. Hep C. I hope somebody out there listens to this. Yeah, I mean, Hep C was something that was very real in me in my life, and I knew about it from the time my daughter was born. 29 years ago, I found out that I had Hep C. Sharing needles or spoons or somebody else had used from, and that's how I got it, I believe. I was tested and told I was negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive. My count was always so low, but it was there, and I knew it. I just never got sick with it. It affects the liver, so it slowly becomes like a rock. Yeah, cirrhosis is hardening of the liver. So your liver filters all your blood and excretes the rubbish, in layman's terms. That was a good description, I think. Hep C does make you at risk of liver cancer. The liver is an organ we can't live without. Get tested regularly. Okay. The drug itself takes 3 months to do. Harvoni is the name of the drug. It's available to anyone. They're able to access this free of charge. Your local GP, speak to them and they can refer you on to people. I just immediately started feeling better. Immediately. Tiredness started to go. My mind became clear. Lethargy that I'd suffered all those years was just lifting. I've been tested now for the last 12 months. I'm clean of the virus. If you're going to keep using drugs and keep exposing yourself to that virus, I hope somebody out there listens to this. If you're injecting drugs, why? Ask yourself why. Always have your own equipment. Always have water that's sterilized and it's available to anyone. It's free of charge. And if you're motivated enough to go and get your drugs, you're motivated enough to get your own using gear. I'm Alan. Bang on those walls. Tell the brothers and sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3, Sundays at 9:30 p.m.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Jay Pleasure, and you are on Jail Rage. Yeah, I hope you guys stay with us. Stay with us. Don't leave the chair. Stay where you are right now. If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary. It shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only use cold water to clean out injecting equipment as hot water clots blood.
You're listening to Jailbreak Radio, and my name's Alan, and I'm telling you my story. This is 2SER, broadcast on a Sunday evening at 9:30, Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones. Been a favourite of mine for 30, 40 years. It's just reminiscent of a period in my life. I got involved with drugs and all of a sudden I was wheeling and dealing, and I got involved with some people that I looked up to, sadly. I'm ashamed of now. They were thugs, and so Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones. Tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3, Sundays at 9:30 p.m. My name's Alan and I'm sharing my story with you tonight. I'm a person on Suboxone too, I would like to mention. Suboxone is a blocker. It's an opioid, but it's not an intoxicating opioid. It can be really effective in getting somebody clean. And I'm continuing to take it at my own choice because that saved my life. Really, it's given me this opportunity to see things clearly. But that took a good 12 months before I started to focus, you know, and see past it. Yeah, and I think that's probably the best message I can give for that. Look, anybody that's been inside or if you haven't had access to drugs for a period of time, your tolerance drops so dramatically, although we don't think so. None of us do think so. You pick up a shot, you think you can use this amount because you always have, and most people probably use a tenth of what they normally would in prior to jail, but still that's too much. I mean, there is no safe level once you've been clean for a period of time. If I was to have a shot now, it'd kill me probably. But overdose, what people using need to know is if somebody does overdose, you're not going to get in trouble from the law for ringing up and asking for help. I was one that hung around to the end and got there, and nobody died on my watch. But one time I went to sleep, and there was three of us that went to sleep at this place, and two of us didn't wake up, and that's pretty frightening. If you're coming out of jail and you need to have that shot, and I understand what it feels like, you think you need to, because I always have, and I've been out a lot of times. You know, I've always been able to manipulate whoever picked me up into taking me to get the damn stuff too. You know, I would have that shot, but never use alone. That's my advice to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're using up or down or whatever. You don't know what's in that stuff, especially the ice they got on the street today. You don't know what the hell people mix up in the backyard of their premises and different gangs and things put out there and because they're making squillions out of it. I only overdosed twice in my life that I know of. Basically, it was just the after effects of ice, and I had taken Lyrica as well to put me to sleep. That I'd taken too many. I thought it didn't know how many I'd taken, or Xanax or something knocked me out. I was close to losing my life that day. If it wasn't for my partner's insistence, I would be dead, I'd say. You know, my advice is make sure you've got your own clean equipment and never use a loan. My daughter's probably a big part of my life. I always wanted to have a daughter and, you know, as a little kid, I was very much a loner. I just looked forward to being a father and sadly, prison took that away from me. Recently, she's said that she would prefer just to messenger occasionally, but I don't need any more relationship than that because too many years have gone by. That was pretty hard. Now, as a sober man here, I am just about free of the law. I work with a neighborhood center there as a volunteer. It's a mentoring role now, and there are some young fellas that will listen. It doesn't matter how bad it seems and stuff. If you're ready and you're looking and you're really real about wanting help, it's out there. It's just about you getting out and asking for it, really. And I know that's a daunting thing, and I know how hard it is. Really, at this age now, I'm 56, I would like to be able to get through to one young person or two young people or hopefully a bloody thousand. There's no future in taking drugs. If they're honest with themselves, they'll look into themselves and say, hey, I may have been there, but was I so frightened I had to be wasted like that? I don't remember a bit of it. Nothing in between. It's the in-between bits that make up life. Life's an up and down roller coaster, and you know, it's up to you to hang on and keep your focus. And then when you get to the other side, this is what I find anyway in my recovery. I feel so whole. I feel my feelings are there. I can't even see what I was ever like. My memory now was horrible. So what the hell was it all about? You know, I don't know. I had so many opportunities. I had wonderful parents and siblings and just a few different life things as a kid which affected me and changed me. I don't really want to touch on it too much more, but I will say there was abuse as a kid and not by my own family. I was a sensitive child, so those experiences affected me as a human being. Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us, 2SER 107.3 FM, PO Box 123, okay. Hang on. You can write to us at Jailbreak Radio 107.3 FM at Broadway 2007. Stop moving around, will you? You can write to us at Jailbreak USCR 107.3 FM, PO Box 123 at Broadway, New South Wales 2007. Families on the outside can email jailbreak at 2scr.com or check out our Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak's producer is Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal tribe. I'd like to acknowledge the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our country throughout Australia and recognises their continuing connection with the land, waters and community. I also pay my respects to the Gadigal people whom I'm currently residing on their territory. I'd like to respect their culture and to elders both past and present. My last message to you guys and girls inside is just keep your chin up, and if you do want to have a life beyond the walls of those prisons, there is plenty of help out there. If you just reach out, you will get help. Thank you very much for listening. Don't miss it.
Really amazing. Very good.
You need some new prompt cards.
I know, I do.
She's got them all here. We only had one.
I do.
I'm always silent.
I like imitating Dave.
I do.
I
put on the bloody Tommy accent.
There we go.
Jailbreak.
Jailbreak. Promoting the good work, the Community Restorative Centre, CRC.